Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And Dr. Nancy Nestor. And our topic for this week's show is being energetically clear and healthy, safe in your space, in every moment. So for those of you who'd like to know who we are and to read more about the work that we do, you can visit our website, www.kenpage.com. So in a previous show, we spoke about subconscious patterns that interfere with our energetic space. And everything that's ever happened to any one of us, we know we have to understand it. We have to come to understand emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. We always come to this place called Earth in order to learn or teach some form of love. However, there are patterns like, it's not safe to be who I am, it's not safe to take my power, it's not safe to love. Those are subconscious patterns that interfere with our energetic space. We shared before two energy techniques to help you be more in the moment and begin to love yourself. And the more we love ourselves, the easier it is for our vibration, that's our energetic field, to stay inside our own body. Well, if during that clearing technique that we shared, we were to pull our field in and we weren't loving ourselves in that moment, then all those old subconscious patterns, they just push our spiritual essence back out. So loving ourselves is a really important part of energetically staying in our space.
You know, one of the things about loving ourselves is each one of us only know how to love ourselves as much as we've been loved. And we're doing the best we can to understand that with different kinds of relationships. I find for myself very, very confusing what people want from me to show them that I love them. And part of the situation is, and this is actually something you can find out about and understand, is the different modalities that each one of us have to understand information. You know, whether we're visual in our mind, we see things in our mind, or whether we hear things in our mind, or whether we sense, defines how we're going to pick up information from our relationships and how we know that they love us. So we'll show you where that is on the website so you can look that up and you can understand that. It's about 3 pages of just very easy information, but it gives you clues to understand, because if somebody doesn't say it and you only hear it, then you could feel lacking in some way.
It's the way that we call the communication between us, and those are the modalities of how we learn that communication and the actual way in which different individuals, all of us being unique in ourselves, can learn to love ourselves, communicate with everyone we have in relationship, and that's just not our intimate partners, that's everyone. That's business relationships and family relationships and coworkers and friends. Accepting how they are in their modality of learning and communication allows us to feel even better about our own self. Well, one of the things we've had over the years is when we are working with clients, they continually say, well, how do I learn myself? How do I love myself? How do I learn how I can love myself? And, well, not many people know the answer to that. And so one of the things that we do all the time is we say, well, first you have to learn to accept yourself. Accept the way that you look. Accept the way that you think. Accept the way that you feel. Accepting ourselves lets us have compassion for ourselves, which lets us like ourselves, and then eventually love ourselves. And eventually that love for ourselves grows.
And one of the things that is challenging is some part of us that we don't like. And boy, I got a few parts. You know, we get 60 years old, you got several parts that you don't like anymore. But if I don't like and love those parts, how do I love myself? What do I say? I love myself, but I don't love that part. I don't love this part. And then what does that do to my vibration or the way I feel or I attract energy? One of the most important things about loving yourself, the more you love, the closer or finer you become a tool to connect to your own higher self. And besides that, just, of course, the love to find that kind of energy with another person. So what I try to do, or what I allow myself to do, is to love the parts of myself that I don't like. And once I can love those parts, the rest is simple.
So those are some tools to learn how to practice loving yourself, and here are some others. What about practicing loving yourself when you're happy, when you're passionate, or when you're really feeling good, you're in a state of bliss? Remember, when you're in your passion, that's when you're fully, fully loving yourself. And your passion can be a lot of different things. It can be when you're writing or when you're dancing. You could be gardening if you're really passionate about gardening. You're in your own space when you're doing that work. When you're playing with your children, when you're listening to music. We can identify and embrace what loving ourselves feels like in those moments when we're playing, when we're in delight, when we're just being passionate. So when we love ourselves and we're in our passion, every one of the cells in our body vibrates with a really loving feeling. And being fully in your body while in your passion, well, that's a powerful way of achieving the loving of ourselves.
Now I want to talk just a moment about fully being in your body, because this is one of the things I hear that's very confusing in the metaphysical world. Being in your body, in my opinion, and I will prove this to you, I will show you, you will know 100% that this is the truth at the end of the show. The last part of the show, I'm going to call in all the different energies of the planet and show you if you are one, and if you're in your body, nothing will happen to you. So I'll show you, I'll be sure you know that later. But what I mean by in your body is completely in your space. So what we've been taught is to protect ourselves or to put a bubble around ourselves or to put energy around ourselves. But what that does is it takes our energy to put that, and sometimes we forget and then we pull the opposite energy. It would be like me putting force against Nancy. What's she going to do? She's going to meet my force and put force against me. So it starts to wear me down by energetically putting energy into that. So I need to be in my space.
So when we're talking about being in our space, how far is that? Most of us have been taught to project our space out so that we can feel. And in metaphysics, that is a common philosophy. Now, if you've read anything about metaphysics, if you've studied anything, or if you've been to any classes, we're all taught to feel what's going on. Let's get very sensitive and let's feel what everything is. Those whole body passionate moments are an opportunity for us to reinforce that love for ourselves. And that's not pushing our field out. That's bringing my energetic field, which is really only about 3 or 4 inches outside my body. That's my space. That's all I get. If I push my energetic field out, and Ken pushes his energetic field out, what are we doing? We're energetically merging our fields. And maybe that's okay for us, but if I'm pushing my field out and I'm walking down the street and someone else's field is pushed out, then I'm energetically connecting with them, and I guess we ought to really talk before we start merging our energy fields. So being in my space allows me to be fully in my body, gives me a whole body passionate moment when I'm in my passion. That's what we were talking about earlier.
And one of the things that Nancy and I, we just did disagree with a little bit, and it's good for her. Remember, we each have our own way. One way is not better than the other way. She has her field out 4 inches past. I have my field out right to my skin. Now, that's even, I've never heard of that. As a matter of fact, I could stand next to somebody and they would not feel me. And the reason is, I could sense them, but do I want to feel them? So it's very, so for me, it was easier to be totally in my space. So actually, my vessel is my creation, or my earth, or my heaven. Everything exists in my space. I'm sensing outside spaces, but I sense them and not feel them. So I can sense everything without overwhelming my nervous system or while being too much for me. And this is really strange, because back in, 10 years ago, I was in Las Vegas, and I was at the airport. We were changing planes, and I was walking down the hall, and all of a sudden, I dropped to my knees, and I looked around to see, because I'd hurt. It hurt my stomach so bad, I couldn't stand up. And I looked around, and I looked just over there about 10 or 15 feet, and there was a man on the phone. He had cancer, and I was actually feeling his cancer. And that's when I realized I had to get back into my space to where I wouldn't sense such overwhelming energetics in my own body.
So now the difference, there's a subtle difference between sensing and feeling. And we've had a number of courses that we've taught around the world, and people will say, well, I don't know the difference between sensing and feeling because I'm feeling everything, so therefore I'm sensing it, which means I'm feeling it. What we're suggesting is that you can sense something by being energetically in your own space, then you're safe in that space, that you can sense what's outside that space before the energy gets close to you. Feeling it within your physical body is when we take it in, and that's when our tissues feel it, our muscles feel it, our cells feel it. So all of that is the difference between sensing and feeling. So we want you to feel really safe in your space, but not have to feel everything that you sense on your physical body. You don't need to take all that energy close to you. So let's go back to those whole passionate body moments for just a second. We were talking earlier about loving ourselves and loving ourselves in our space. And when you're in your passion, being in our passion in that whole body moment and loving ourselves when we're in our passion, well, that's the most perfect time within which we can create. So many of us, we think, well, I'm going to create now, but we are creating in a time of need. So when we're out of money or we're in trouble, we turn around and we say, well, I'm going to create money, or I'm going to want to create goodness or happiness or joy for myself. And in this time of law of attraction, when we're in a time of need, when we're out of money, when we're in trouble, when we're in hurt, when we're in sadness, moving out of that space and attempting to create something is not going to bring us what we would like. We've learned that what we have to do is we have to create when we're happy or when we're in our passion, because the creative energy generates that law of attraction. It's only when we're really happy that we can create more happiness when we're already in that vibration. Doesn't mean that you can't create at all, but what it does is it creates from a place of limitation and not from a place of creating without limitation. So when we're loving or we're having fun and the cells in our body are really ecstatic and unified, that's the best time within which we can create.
Now, limitation means do we allow ourselves to have what we really want? So let's say I want this kind of relationship, but I know I can't have that kind of person or that kind of relationship, so I start to settle for something that I know I can achieve. And then once you attract it, what happens is you're bored with it. You know, whether it's a month or 2 months, it's not what you really wanted. There's all kinds of limitations, not just with relationships, but how much can we allow ourselves to have everything we want? And then once we get it, not to sabotage ourselves to where we don't think we deserve it.
And that goes back to loving ourselves. When we don't believe that we deserve the best, then we end up creating with a limitation. So we get less than what we really want, but because we don't love ourselves and we don't think we deserve the best, then we end up creating what we never really wanted or less than what we really could accept.
Now, one of the things we were going to do on the end of the show is I was going to show you a simple technique for clearing yourself, and I think this is a good time to do that right now. And so I'm just going to give you a very simple technique. It takes 2 minutes a day, okay? 2 minutes a day is all it takes, but you're going to meditate 5 or 6, 7 times a day. Imagine that. It's going to take you. Now, every time you go to the restroom, you just think clear, like you're just releasing the old energy, the old feelings, the old vibrations, the old feelings. You're just letting them go. Then you pull your field or allow your energy to get back into your belly. And what you're doing is you're taking back your power. You're bringing it back because something happened in the last 2 hours and somebody did something or somebody said something and you lost your power. You went out, you got upset. So you're bringing your power back. And then I want you to love your tummy because most of us don't have a perfect tummy. But love your tummy. Love it like you love a sunset, flowers, a warm bath, whatever you love. And I don't know what that is. But anything you do all day long is a state of mind. And I cannot tell you the power of a state of mind. So if I think clear, I pull my field back, take back my power, and I love myself, that just took 5 seconds when I went to the toilet. 5 seconds. But you put all those together all day long, and pretty soon we have a state of mind. My state of mind is to be clear. My state of mind is to take back my power. My state of mind is to love me more, love myself more than I love some part of myself. So that's the simple technique that can change your life. And how long will it take to change your life? About 3 days. How will it change your life? You'll stop being reactive. So if you could stop being so reactive to something that gets your, that triggers you, you might have another choice to react a different way.
Wouldn't it be wonderful not to have all your buttons pushed in that same knee-jerk reaction the way you always had them pushed before? Even if you had a second of opportunity before you reacted to an old trigger, to an old pattern, wouldn't that give you that moment to make a choice of, oops, there it was. It was an old thing. I don't need to go there anymore. And you could move past that energetically, feel better about yourself. You reinforce the fact, I did it. I love myself now. Each time that we can do that, we can love ourselves just a little bit more than we did. Just a little more than we did before. So this tool is so powerful, but it sounds so simple that most people think, oh, well, my goodness, it's just I'm going to the bathroom. I can't possibly, that can't possibly work because I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm going to the toilet. Well, we're releasing when we're going to the bathroom. You have nothing else to do while you're in there. Most of the time you're by yourself. You've got a door that's closed, and you've only got 20 seconds. That's all we're asking you to do. Don't you deserve 20 seconds every time you go to the bathroom just for yourself? Holding that vibration and that good feeling is what's going to change you into being energetically clear and being in your moment.
So here's a question. How much do you have to love yourself before your reality changes? So the problems you're having, the issues you're having, the vibrations you're attracting, how much do you have to love yourself? Well, the average person says 100%. That's what they tell me. The truth is you only have to love yourself 1% more than you've ever loved yourself, and that starts to change your vibration. You can do that. I know you can do that. But it's 1% at a time. And so whether that percent comes in that day or it comes the next day, it starts to change, and you stop becoming reactive. So if you're in a relationship or you're at work and you have a trouble with your boss and you start loving yourself, pulling your field in, all of a sudden they're not feeling your energy the same way. they don't treat you the same way. And then you'll watch your boss start to react the old way with somebody else, and you can witness it. Okay? So it's very, very powerful, very simple. If I could associate doing this seven times a day with something else you did seven times a day, I would gladly do that. But there's nothing we do all day long but that. Okay, so now there's the clearing technique. Okay, now there's one other technique I'm going to give you before I do the clearing. But before we do that, let me go back to where we were, Nancy. Okay.
Well, what we've been talking about so far in this show is how that we can stay in our space, how we can feel good about ourselves, and also to get energetically clear. We just shared this energetic clearing technique with you. We've talked about being fully in our body and our moments of passion.
And now it's going to be time to take a break.
So we want you to stay tuned now. This is The Way It Works. And in our next segment, we're also going to talk about being energetically healthy, how to quiet your mind. Lots more information to come. So come right back to HealthyLife.net Radio.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319 HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we're talking about being energetically clear and being fully in your body, quieting your mind. And so this is a real exciting part of the show for us, because we hear so many times that these are challenges that people have. And honestly, we can help you, or you can help yourself to change these things really quick.
So when we can love ourselves and we're passionate about our creation, we talked earlier about being in your passion and allowing that full body excitement to ecstatic you and unify all your cells. When you're in that space and you're loving yourself, the other important thing to do is being compassionate. Being compassionate is one of the most important reasons that we're here on Earth. I mean, compassion is accepting. It doesn't have anything to do with love. Compassion is the only vibration that does not contain an emotion. All of the other vibrations are emotional. Fear, love, anger, all of those are emotions, while compassion is an acceptance of what is. So when we are compassionate, that is our reason for being here on Earth.
And yet, I wanted to say something, a very simple way to look at this. If you've had an experience, if you've had a problem, and somebody else tells you they have the same problem, you're the most compassionate person you can be because you have a complete understanding. There is no judgment. But if we have not had the situation or the challenge, we seem to be very judgmental or critical, or we don't quite understand. So is that the way we learn through our experiences to gain a level of compassion? Well, we would certainly hope at some point we don't have to do that any longer. And maybe we're at that point now.
So being compassionate is accepting what is without an emotion. That means it's a total acceptance and a non-judgmental way of being. Earlier we talked about creating and how to create without limitation. So we've also said don't create when you're troubled. Don't create when you're in an unhappy space. Get playful. Dance around the house. Put some music on. Go out and garden. Go for a long, brisk walk. If you're not in a good space, the easiest way to get out of your mind is to get physical. If your mind has too much mind chatter, what we're going to talk about now is quieting your mind. And many of us who live very busy lives, and all of us do anymore, with the internet, with the television, with media, that attracts even a busier mind and a lot more mind chatter. So if we've got that busy mind, you've got that mind chatter going on, the easiest way to allow yourself to get rid of that is to just get physical. Go out and do your gardening. Go out and take a long walk. Go outside and play with your animals. The more physically active you are, the quieter and the calmer your mind can become. So walking or swimming, when your mind is going a million miles a minute, is going to allow you to help calm itself. Another good way of quieting your mind is a little exercise that we teach to people all the time. Find a spot on a wall straight ahead of you. If your mind's really busy, look straight ahead, focus on that, and then just keep your head level and quickly move your eyes up to the ceiling. By doing that, it's going to move you out of your emotions and will help quiet your mind.
So when you usually get very emotional, you're looking down. Your eyes are actually going down, and you go down into the emotion. So by finding that spot and keeping your head or your chin even with that spot and then looking up with your eyes, it will quiet your mind. Now here's another thing. What if by doing that, you found a spot, you're looking at it, and now you put your gaze up to the ceiling. What if you ask a question? Will you get an answer? And the answer is yes. But it's the first single question you get or the word comes in. So let's say I say, I'm looking across the room and my eyes are up, and I say, what should I do? And it says, run. Well, I write down, what does run mean? I understand in the old days I would run away, but what does it mean? So I'd ask another question. I would look back at it again. Then I'd ask the question, what does run mean? And run means release. Another word comes in and says release. And that's the way that we're communicating with our own higher self. But sometimes it comes in ways that we don't understand. So you can really look at that.
And so just to go over that one more time, in case you didn't quite get it, here it is, just look straight ahead and ask a question. And sometimes you might need to ask the question very simply. Make sure you're only going to get like a one-word answer or a yes or a no. We call this communicating with your higher self.
Now, if you go to, on the website, you go to the home page, and you look up The Way It Works, and on chapter 16, page 57, it explains how to connect or how to communicate with your higher self. So we're not going to take time at this time to go completely through it or take time to really go through all of the different chapters.
Right, we're not going to go through the whole chapter. This is just a really quick summary of it. So look straight ahead, ask your question. You might want to ask it two or three times, and then while your chin stays level, just move your eyes upward towards the ceiling. Allow yourself to just hear or feel or sense the very first word that comes into your mind, and then you write that down.
Okay. Right now the technique is just to quiet your mind.
Right.
You know, in other cultures, they spend 10 years with a student or with a person helping them to quiet their mind before they tell them how to go 110 miles an hour. We sometimes in metaphysics get you going 110 miles an hour, but don't tell you how to quiet your mind. And I don't know if it's because of we don't have the discipline or the quietness or the time or the space or the energy, but this will be a way that you can allow yourself to be quiet and to get messages or get insights in that space, okay? Now, Nancy, let's go ahead and go to the being clear while you eat in space.
Okay. We've now talked about quieting the mind. We've talked about when we can create. And I think what we're going to do now is we're going to quickly give a little summary on the communicating with your higher self or quieting your mind. Remember, just look straight ahead, ask a question, look up to the ceiling, get yourself away from your emotions.
And be physical. The more physical you are, the easier it is.
Yeah. When you're too busy with mind chatter, do something. Get up and do something.
Now we're going to go ahead and take a break.
And remember to stay tuned to The Way It Works right here on HealthyLife.net, because in the next segment, we're going to talk about being energetically healthy and mastering your space.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we're talking about creating limitations and quieting your mind. Now we're going to be talking about being safe in your space and being in the moment.
We're also going to give you being energetically healthy and mastering your space. So what Ken mentioned about being in the moment, that energetic clearing technique that we've been sharing with you, is going to give you being in the moment. The other thing is, when we're eating, most of us in this day of fast food, we're always eating in our car, or we're eating really fast, or we're not paying attention to what we're eating. And that's why the digestive tracts of so many people are often so energetically charged, because we're eating while we're worried, or we're eating under stress, or we're eating really fast, or we're thinking about what we have to do next while we're eating, instead of just allowing ourselves to quietly and peacefully enjoy our food. So when was the last time that you enjoyed your food, or you had a nice meal? Were you having an argument during the meal? Were you watching television? Were you listening to the radio? Were you eating in your car? Whatever feelings that you had while you were eating, those feelings were energetically transmitted into your food and your body. Don't let that scare you, though.
It's like mixing. It's like a recipe, and you just mixed another factor. And let's say that factor is chaos. You just mixed chaos with your food or whatever you're dealing with. So it's so important that you allow yourself to have some quiet space and allow your mind to be quiet and just enjoy your food.
We work with people all the time. And all over the world, the diets are different. Some of them are extremely healthy. They're almost obsessed with what they can and they can't eat because they have to be healthy. And yet, while they're eating even their very healthy food, they worry. Oh, they read the newspaper, or they watch the news on television, or they do something else that has that emotional charge with it.
How about being on the phone?
There you are.
How about talking to your mother-in-law or your mother?
The intensity of those emotions would definitely change the vibration of the food that you're eating. So, now imagine this. You're going to sit down to a beautiful meal, a really nice meal. And you're happy and you're in a good space. But then you turn the TV on and you're watching the news. And, well, there's a robbery that happened not too far from your own home. Or there's the headlines. My goodness, who wants to watch what's going on in the headlines while you're eating? Yes, we acknowledge there's things going on in the world that aren't pleasant. And it could be murder, it could be war, it could be anything. What about when you're driving your car during rush hour traffic and you're eating fast food? And there's an accident that happens right in front of you. Or what about when you're having a family meal and you're arguing with your kids or your spouse?
And we're saying this. We're saying you could almost eat anything that is, you know, healthy or anything that's okay with you, and it would be fine. But you could also eat the best food or be a vegetarian and add emotion to it, and that would dilute the energetics of it.
So remember, when you're eating your food, you're also eating your feelings at that time. That sounds funky, but it's true. If you're eating during any stressful moment, if you're watching anything that causes you worry, concern, or stress, if any of your thoughts are not happy while you're eating, you are literally eating those feelings. Those are the feelings that are going into your tissues, your muscles, your body. So when you're enjoying the company of your eating partner, whoever's with you, or you have a quiet moment and you're eating by yourself, just Just think about what you're doing. Be thoughtful. Allow yourself the space to finish your eating. Allow yourself the opportunity to enjoy yourself in that moment. That's going to help your digestive system, and it's also going to help the quality of the food. Remember, we're all trying to be healthy. We're all working towards good health. So let's just allow the quality of our food to digest itself in a good way so we can practice eating with a clear mind. Now, just try that for about 3 days. Just do it for 3 days. And you'll, if you've got a digestive problem already or there's a health issue that you're having, maybe just this tool alone is one that can help you stay energetically healthy.
And one thing with Nancy and I, we do the best we can to eat right, but sometimes we don't, especially at 10 o'clock at night. Sometimes we get that craving for ice cream.
Or popcorn.
Or popcorn or whatever we have. But I have my little thing of ice cream, and I can eat ice cream down about a quarter inch.
I can't.
Of a container and stop. So I just have to take, so if you just taste it, whatever it is you're eating, and enjoy it, that taste will stay with you, and you don't need so much to fill that space. That's what I do. That's what I practice. So therefore, I'm not giving you a clue. I'm not telling you it's okay to eat bad things, but I said don't eat so much of them and really, really enjoy it. What if you had a piece of chocolate?
Oh, there you are. Now that one's mine.
And you ate that chocolate for the first time you ever ate chocolate. My goodness, that would be an exciting experience.
It's a wonderful thing to just take a piece of dark chocolate or any kind of chocolate and just hold it in your mouth and really savor it. I found that when I started doing that and practicing that and really being mindful of eating that little square of chocolate, I hadn't devoured the entire bar of chocolate and then went, oh, my goodness, I ate that whole thing and didn't even realize I ate it. So that's what we're talking about. Just be mindful of where you are while you're eating.
And it's really important not to beat yourself up, because that beating yourself up because you ate something that wasn't good, it hurts your body, okay? It's like you taking a whip to yourself and whipping yourself because you did something, and pretty soon it starts to leave emotional scars or energetics or you feeling bad about yourself. So just, if you do something, just let it go. And try the best you can in the future not to do it again or not to eat so much of it. The best thing I do around my house is not to have the things that aren't good for me around.
So we're not suggesting that you eat any particular way. Absolutely eat whatever you choose, however you need to live your life. What we have suggested, however, is that you just be mindful that while you are eating that food, pay attention to the thoughts that you are also eating. The energy that you store from your food, the quality of that energy, is directly dependent on you controlling your thoughts and your energy.
And now we're going to go to commercial. And I just want to say that this next segment we're going to show how that you are safe in your body around all kinds of energy, and I'm going to prove that to you, and so you can actually see that or feel it for yourself.
And we'll also take a moment in that space to review the techniques that we've been giving you so far, just to help you be completely safe in every moment of your day. So stay tuned to The Way It Works right here on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Talking about being in your space. We've been talking about being quiet while you eat. We've been talking about how to quiet your mind. And now we're going to be talking about how you can be in your space and not pick up or react to energy around you.
So far in this show, we've given you a number of different techniques. We're going to review them before the show ends again. As far as being energetically clear and energetically healthy and safe in your space in every moment, we can practice, all of us, being so space, so much in our space, that we are actually invisible to energy. So what if you could be so loving of yourself and so much in your own space that any energy outside you would never touch you? What if we could prove to you that nothing can get to you, nothing will take anything from you, nothing, no energy, and remember, it's all just energy, that's all we are, that's all everything in this planet and all of the dimensions are, just energy. What if we can prove to you that no outside energy will hurt you or get to you or take anything from you, that you can be invisible to it just by loving yourself and being in your own space, one with it.
Now, if there was some part of me that I didn't like or I didn't love, then then that part would react to energy. So I practice, and I've been practicing over and over and over. Why do I practice? Because I have doubts. And so I have to look at my doubts until I find the answer on what it is and then and come to terms with it. So what if I could call in to myself? And you just witness, observe, or whatever, or watch myself blow up. What if I could call in all the energy of the world into myself? I mean everything. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. If I love myself, it would just be energy, and it would transmute. If I don't love myself, I'm going to have one heck of a reaction. Now, understand this. We have situations going on. You know, we have house payments and car payments, and we have this, and we have the kids coming, and we have this kind of situation. So I have a lot of things pulling on me being in the moment.
One of the other things that we have is compassion, what Ken was talking about earlier, when we are one with all of it. We don't have an idea of whether it's good or bad. We just accept that it is. That's what compassion is. It is not an emotion, it's a vibration. So if I'm one with everything in creation and I have compassion for it, doesn't mean I have to love it, doesn't mean I'm going to be fearful of it. It just means that I'm going to accept that it is.
Okay, so this is a good opportunity, if it can work, a good opportunity for you to let go of anything you're feeling and just give it to me, and it won't hurt me. So here we go. So just like you're watching, you're witnessing, you're just listening, okay? I call into myself, Ken Page, every energy that's affecting the world today, war, anger, hate, love, sex, addictions, cruelty, abuse, quietness, gentle, everything there is, every type of energy. I call in all the energy of religion, all the energy of what men and women are going through, all the energy of addictions, every single type of energy I call into myself. And what I found is if I can allow myself not to react, it's just energy coming in. Now, let's say you're sensing something. So here, I want you to do this. I want you to breathe into your nose, blow out to your mouth. Breathe in, blow out. Breathe in, blow out. Now, the next breath, breathe in. It's a slight sweetness, a sweetness in your mouth, your taste. Breathe in again, breathe in. You get that sweetness? You just took all the energy of the world and turned it into pranic or life force energy. How did you do that? By not reacting to what I just did. There was no reaction from you. You were listening to me. You were wondering what was going to happen to me. And by not reacting, it changed all those different consciousnesses or energy back to creative energy. And that's what you want around you, creative energy, where you can create the things you love or you want in your life. See, all the things you're afraid of is what we attract. We energetically attract the things that we don't want in our life. So what do you think, Nancy?
Energetically attracting the things we don't want. Well, that's a big, hefty role that all of us play every single day, because we'll say, well, you know, I'd really like this, but, oh, I don't know that I deserve it. And there it goes back to loving ourselves. When we love ourselves enough and we are energetically in our space, and that's as close as you want to get inside yourself. It's almost like taking a breath and then exhaling it and pretending you're a balloon and allowing yourself to just sink right into your own space. That's a real good way of being very close inside you.
Now, there's one other thing I wanted to give you, and I gave this last show, and I'll be sure I give it to you. I want you all to change the way you are with yourself. Now, you're 75 to 80% water. You are more water than you are solid. That is the truth. So I want you to think of yourself as liquid. And then I want you to add a color to it that you love. And I want you to be liquid light. And what that will do is somebody's projecting onto you, they won't think of you as liquid light.
That's the outside energy outside your space. If there's other energy that is coming to you as an idea or as a judgment, that's what a projection means.
And it won't
get to you.
And anytime you can reinforce that during the day by drinking water or liquid, by taking a shower, anytime you're in that, think of yourself as liquid light, and that will be a way of calming down the energetics that you're picking up around you.
And the more liquid you can think of yourself as being, the more flexible it's going to allow you to be. You're not going to have to feel as rigid. You won't feel as sturdy or inflexible. So allow yourself to be liquid light, going with the flow. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself, is to be in your space, to love yourself, to be liquid light, to have that quiet mind.
And you can just see that I believe I'm liquid light because I didn't react to all the projections. Everybody else is reacting to some kind of emotion or feeling.
And remember, all of the tools that we've given you today, everything that we've shared with you, is already on our website at www.kenpage.com. So feel free to email us. The email address is office@kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you. And to the first 10 people who send an email letting us know that you heard us here on The Way It Works at HealthyLife.net, we're going to send you a free copy of the book, The Way It Works. Just remember to give us your mailing address. So thanks for being with us. We invite you to listen every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.